Hello everybody,
Hello.
Thorsten.
Hello.
Hello, Italo speaking.
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hello.
Hi, Olivier.
Welcome.
So, is there an agenda even for today?
No. On the other hand, I've just made Pivot Table importing 5 times faster from XLS. So, it could be worse. Hacking at last.
Yeah, I have also to bring to the board my trip to Berlin.
Oh, cool.
I was in the strong impression that we have set in the core list that my air ticket will be refunded.
Of course, yeah. I don't think there's a need to vote on all those things on the public. Whatever.
Hello, Florian speaking here.
But if people start doing that, it could take up a lot of time. But Gene obviously wanted some reassurance, I guess. So
yes,
he'll
great.
Olivier, I think we made it clear that, I mean, having you at this 1 year occasion to see you in person, that's really
mandatory.
No question at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's something to be questioned anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Olivier, don't be too happy. This is an excuse to blame Brazilians for what is happening, you know.
In the past, it was always the Germans, so.
yeah, exactly.
You have to take turns, you know. You can't have all the glory.
So. Yeah, Florian, I want to take over. It does not seem that we have any agenda for today, but maybe there are late additions.
I just opened the page, and indeed it looks like the agenda from 2 weeks before or so.
And we have 5 directors, so we would have a quorum if there would be anything to decide.
Hello, this is Charles. Maybe
Hello.
I can...
Hi, Charles.
So, is there anything to report? I mean, how's the conference going? I mean, we can talk about a lot of things without voting on anything particularly taxing, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
So for the conference, I think Thorsten is much more in the loop than I am.
Yeah, much more than I am.
But first, do we need anyone to take minutes this time? Do we have to make any decisions before we start?
Well, I can take informal minutes. If there are no formal agenda items, then I don't think there is a need to publish formal minutes.
Right.
I agree. The only agenda item is from 2 weeks ago about the program committee for the conference, which obviously has been done already.
Great.
Yeah. It's not a real issue, but it's a small issue about justification track. I think we will solve it somehow. I've sent a couple of emails recently to the list, so I think it's something that can...
I just replied, Italo. I hope we somehow make ends meet there.
Yeah, I mean, it's if it's not on Friday morning, it's on Thursday afternoon, it's okay. I mean, it's...
Italo, I think that, you know, sometimes these things, they just work in very weird way, in the sense that sometimes people who are even interested do not necessarily get the message, or, you know, I can't speak for her, but I'm pretty sure that, for instance, somebody like Sophie would very much, very much like to be there and actually contribute. But, maybe it's just a matter of having a collaborative session, you know.
No, I agree with you, Charles, but, you know, as we have people coming... to listen to the certification track, I need to have at least some content ready. Then if it's a collaborative, it's okay, but we cannot just look each other into our eyes for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Why not? It sounds lovely.
Yeah. Yes.
Michael, you'll be bringing the flowers, right?
Yeah. By the way, and this is I think is public because they wrote me officially. So they wrote me as to my Document Foundation address. So after we announced even informally that Umbria was migrating to LibreOffice, I got the call from the province of Bolzano, and this morning I've got the call from quite a larger one, because it's the province of Milano, and which means the largest economic center in Italy is migrating to LibreOffice, which I think is
wow.
Very important.
Yeah.
And they have stated in their email that they have chosen LibreOffice because it's a more active, solid, and let's say, and convincing project.
Can we quote that somehow?
let me talk with a guy before.
Yeah, I was at least partially joking, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's important because, actually what is happening, I don't know if this is happening only in Italy or in other countries as well, but they ask officially to the Document Foundation to provide training and assistance. So, of course, I have at the moment, I didn't take any official answer about this because it's impossible, but it looks like if there is the training, let's say, under the TDF app, they would be happier than actually having third parties, which is probably a little bit too much, but I think it's significant.
Yeah. I don't know that we want to do much training, do we? But still, if we hire someone,
of course not. But you know,
that's what makes certification so important, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and actually, of course, I think that it could make sense, and maybe I can talk with Charles offline. We could probably have TDM acting on that as a provider of certification,
yes.
On behalf of TDF, using people that we trust.
Yes, it is. It is of course a something that can be thought about. Even though I think we must also keep in mind that we can also have other certification relays or authority.
Yeah, but you know, for instance, they want in a couple of instances they want me or another director to provide some kind of official training, and they all would like to pay that. They understand that we are volunteers, so, but they understand that if we work for a day, they have to at least to cover our expenses and our time.
Sure.
We have to find a way to do that in a transparent way.
I think it's really better to get the certification program going and get other people to do it.
Yeah, sure.
Get people memberships who are trainers and say it's an official TDF member if we can't do certification quickly.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they can't expect board members to be going around doing training at every site. But
No, of course not. But, you know, for instance, I have been asked to open officially the Umbria project in November. It's going to be one day, and this I think we can do that.
Sounds great.
It's not then all the trainings, but they want to have, because it's going to be in front of the region president, and you know, they want some they want to make it official in this sense, and I think it's something that we also want, because makes TDF more formal and officially recognized.
Yep, you can put your suit on, and
that's
all good. Yeah.
Okay, so that's this is one of the reasons why I'm so insisting about certification, because that I think is definitely something that at least in Italy I need badly, but I think that in other countries as well, because it's once the ball is is moving, then I think people will start realizing that there is a business behind it.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
So the question about conference came up. Quick update on that. The notifications of the speakers are out since Monday night. Schedule was mostly ready a few hours ago. Now we have suddenly some last-minute requests for change. We intend to finish that latest by the weekend, since we need some lead time to get this properly layouted and printed for the printed program leaflet. Beyond that, nice number of talks there, quite some breadth. I'm not unhappy.
Is that good? You're not unhappy?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well done, Torsten. That's good. Looks good.
So, looks a bit like that's it for today's call.
Yeah.
Any further topics, Florian?
No, not from my side. Nothing from my side. Just what I sent, just as information. Managed to set up this credit card stuff yesterday, and hoping if all goes well, and maybe I'll poke one of the developers due to my really bad coding skills. I hope that we can put that live maybe in 1 or 2 weeks or so. Looks rather well, but just as a side note.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I am working to get the first Hack Day in for LibreOffice in Brazil.
Cool.
I think that we are assembling a team of developers in the south of the country, and this guy seems to be very excited to dig into the LibreOffice code. Let's see what's come up.
That's wonderful. Olivier, any timeline for that?
Oh, yeah, we're planning for end of November.
That would be cool, because at the same time we have it in Munich. If we can announce something together, that would be amazing.
Yeah, it's just 1 week after. And,
cool.
Of course, the experience that you get in Munich, I know that you have already experience, but it's important for us to manage this this day.
Yeah.
Such as getting a pasta cooker.
I can't help with that, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm a pasta eater.
Yeah. I can send you recipes.
Great, that will help a lot. For the time being, we are on the pizzas, but let's see if we can get pasta.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I actually cooked pasta in Brazil when
I
was there, quite a large number. But yeah, for 150 people, so that was quite a challenge.
Okay, I see.
Okay, so anything else for this part of the call?
No, not on my side.
Okay, so shall we have a private call afterwards?
Feels good.
Yes.
Seems okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.